No man or woman on earth could pay that price. Only the sinless blood of Jesus. And when God sees you and God sees me, he sees us through the blood of Jesus. He sees us washed. He sees our sins have been paid for in full. But in order for you to partake of that, you have to receive what it is Jesus did for you on the cross. Did you hear that? See, many times people hear and says, yo, God loves you. God does love you. Jesus paid the price for all sin. That is 100% true. Jesus did pay the price for all sin, but only those who receive what it is Jesus did for them on the cross is able to partake of that forgiveness of sin. Only those who receive it. It's kind of like if I extended my hand and gave you a gift, you have a decision whether or not you're going to receive it or not. If you receive it, you receive the benefits that is in the gift. If you don't receive it, it doesn't change the fact that I offered the gift to you in the first place. And that's the same thing that happens here. When Jesus came and gave his life on the cross to pay for your sins and mine, to pay for the sins of the world, we was left with a choice. You have a decision. If you want to receive what it is Jesus has made available to you, then you have to receive what it is Jesus did for you on the cross. The only way you can receive that which is done for you on the cross is you have to receive the one who did it for you on the cross. Do you see how simple this is? It's not deep. Eternal life is not when we all get to heaven, what a glorious day is gonna be. No. Eternal life, according to John, the book of John chapter 7, is to know the true and living God and his son, Jesus Christ. That is what eternal life is to know the true and living God and to know his son, Jesus Christ. Why do you need to know his son, Jesus Christ? Because unless you accept the son, you can't get to the father.